an interesting incident which involves the Tabi'i Sayyiduna Muttarif. His son Abdullah passed away, and he decided to dress in his best clothing. He applied oil to his hair, and he came to the people. The people were shocked, and they actually began criticizing him and saying, "Your son has just passed away, and look at you," meaning your son has passed away, and here you are dressed up, and you've got oil, you know, dressed up in such a way as if what they meant was you're dressed up in such a way as if you're happy or you're expressing happiness. And he had a different take on the situation. He answered them by saying, "Should I express weakness? Should I express a lack of forbearance, a lack of strength, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised me three things, three rewards or three blessings that are more beloved to me than this world, and each one of those blessings is more beloved to me than this world and everything within it?" And then he referred to the famous verses of the Quran which we shared in the beginning. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. The rewards being in the latter verses, that blessings, the people who are patient when calamity befalls them and they say, "We belong to Allah and to Allah is our return," what reward will they attain? The blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rahmah, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will be among the guided people. So these are three rewards, and out of gratitude for those three rewards, he had this response. And this is why some people did not understand his take or his manner of thinking or his mindset after the death of his son.